I wanted to discuss some of the inyanim of Leila Seder and Haggadah Shel Pesach, whether you're making a Seder yourself or you're at somebody else's Seder, but at least to have the Seder of what we're trying to accomplish on Leila Seder. So first of all, what's the purpose of the mitzvah d'araisa that we have of Higadol Bincho Bayim Ahu? So we really find the pasuk at the beginning of Boy. It says Boy O Parasher. The purpose of the Makris, or Chayin HaKadosh mentions it, one of the basic purposes of the Makris was lav dafka as an akamat aparei, but that it should be mashu shemune in Klai Yisrael, and we should tell over to our children and then to their children that they should know v'yadatam k'ani Hashem. So really the ikar purpose of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be mashrish emuno. Emuno, which emuno? So, like the well-known Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy seems to say that there's the Gimel Ikrim that is known from the Sefer Ikrim. First of all, Mitzias Hashem, Ashkocha and Tzchar V'Einish, and Termin Hashemayim. So the Lashon of the Ramban is Ki ha-moifis ha-niflo, moirish yish la-oilom eloika machadshari. When there's a moifis, when there's nisim, that are wondrous, that shows, that proves that there is a Elohim who is machadish the world, who created the world. There must be a creator. How did this happen? How did this something out extraordinary above natural, the beyond the regular natural event, how did it happen? It must be that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, it must be that there is a creator, somebody that can control the world. That's Mitzias Hashem. And he continues and he says, V'yodeo Mashgiach V'yachol. It also proves that he's Mashgiach, he gave the Makis to Mitzrayim as Hashkocho. He was Mashgiach on what the Mitzrayim did, and he paid them back Mida Keneged Mida. That's Hashkocho and Tzchar V'Einish. And continues the Ramban, Kasher Yeh Moifes Ahu Nigzar Tchilu Mipi Novi Yizbar Menu Oir Amitas HaNavua. And if a Novi, like what happened by Mitzrayim, the Moish Rabbeinu, Lifnei, before every Mako, Kemat Ol Makos, he told Pari exactly what's going to happen. And it happened exactly like that. That's Nizbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in touch with human beings. Yizbar Menu Oir Amitas HaNavua Ki Davar Likim Es Ha'odom V'Gal HaSoydes HaVadav HaRavim. If Moshe Rabbeinu was able to predict exactly what's going to happen, that means that he was privy to information of the Creator. That means that the Ribbono Shel Olam speaks to human beings, and that's the yisod of Kol Torah Kula. That the entire Torah that we have is because Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to us and gave us the Torah. That's Torah Min HaShemayim. So that's really, if you want to know what are we trying to give over, like the way the Ramban says, is the Gimel Ikrim, the Sefer Ikrim, which says that there's these Gimel Ikrim. And he says, Malchus Zechariah Shefres is connected to Gimel Ikrim. The could be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot as well. These Gimel Ikrim of Mitzias Hashem, Tzchar V'Einish, Hashgacha and Tzchar V'Einish, and Termin Hashemayim. The Sefer Ikrim writes that this is really a tamtis of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam. So somebody once asked me, how come one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam is not Yitzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is because it's actually all the Yud Gimel Ikrim together. The all Yud Gimel Ikrim could be condensed into three basic ones, and that's really what we saw in Mitzrayim. Mitzias Hashem, Hashkochan Tzchar V'Einish, and Termin Hashemayim. The Nisivis, in his Haggadah Ma'aseh Nisim, he adds in another Nekuda, and he says, Iker Achiv HaSipur Lidresh Achol Prat U'Prat Heich Niskav HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Roi V'Rachamo V'Chasodot B'Chol Prat U'Prat L'Tevisein Wa'ad O'Elam. How to show the Iker Chiyuv of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to darshan about every single prat, how everything was done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His tremendous chesed did, everything that He did was for Tevis Klal Yisrael Ad Olam. Even if it seemed tough at the beginning, even if it seemed like it was something which was bad, it was all for the Tevis Klal Yisrael. Now, that's the basic, that's what we're trying to give over on Leila Seder. The basic Yisaydis of Mitzias Hashem, there's Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashkocha and Tzchar V'Einish, and Termin Hashemayim. And to show with the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim how everything was done by the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Tevis Klal Yisrael. And that's really maybe a fifth Nekuda Achashishtaim, that Klal Yisrael became a nation at that time. Everything was the same as Klal Yisrael, because that's exactly when Klal Yisrael became an Ummah, when they came out, as we'll see in a minute. Now, what was the Geula of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? That was the Teva Seinu. What was that Teva that we had? So we know that the Dalek Krisis are connected to Dalek Geulois. What were the Dalek Geulois? What are the Vitzesi, Vitalti, Vigalti, Velakachti? What are these four different things? So in Zayir Figo, he says that there was four different Shibudim that were in Mitzrayim. First of all, they took our money. Sorry, Misim. They put on us a tax. Second of all, they were Meshabras, a Shibud Haguf. We had to work for them. Third of all, they were Mashpulas, and they're Mavazas, that became Avadim. And fourth of all, that they were Makalkulas in a spiritual arena. That our Ruchnis was also Meshumim. We weren't able to be Oyvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that we wanted to, because we were Avadim. So, the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was really connected to all these four things, and that's the four Lashonot HaGeula. V'yitzeisim etchem mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. That is Kenegada, the Kaddish Baruch Hu put Sari Mitzvah in the Ma'an Reisayim B'Sivloisam. I'm going to take you out of that. They took your money. I'm going to remove you from that Shibud of having to pay to the Mitzrayim. I'm going to remove you from that. Vitzalti, I'll take you Eschem B'Avidosam from the Shibud Aguf. You're not going to have to work for them anymore. V'Gaalti Eschem B'Zrayim Tuya. I'm going to show with wonders that I'm going to take you out with wonders. Kenegada, the Hashpala and the Bizri that they had as being. That they were made into Avadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed just how great they were with the Nisim and Nifloyes. And Lakachti Yitzchem Lila'om, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us as a nation, that's connected to the Shibud Aruchani that we had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us down. And we know that always, Asher Sitzanim Yeretz Yitzchem, Sitzanim Beis Avadim, there's always these two aspects of the Ruchnias and the Gashmias of being in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of both of them. But it's even more than that, it was also the Hashpola that we had as Avadim, it was also the fact that we had to give them the money, all these, that was really the Geula and the Tevis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Now, since the purpose of the night is to be Mashmash Emuno, so Mamela the Maral says something very interesting. He says, Af Shemitzeka Ha'alok HaShemitzvah Yisainu Tzuchas Kavano, even though we paskin, says the Maral, even though it's machlokes whether or not we need mitzvahs or tzrichas kavana, everybody agrees that on Leil HaSeder you need kavana, the same way that everybody agrees that the first pasuk of Kriyashma needs kavana. Why? The first pasuk of Kriyashma is Kabbalah Olma HaShemayim. If you're not thinking about what you're saying, so you're not being mekabel olam hashamayim. That's not the mitzvah b'chal. So too over here, the purpose is v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. The atum the mantis apar b'azli b'incha is to get to this akara, to this awareness of and this deepening of emunah, and the male person mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. You have to realize what we're trying to accomplish. Kach kol mitzvah halala b'chal avodas hayoyim. If you just read the Haggadah without thinking about the Inyanim, when you don't think about Bechlal, what the essence is and what the purpose is, the whole purpose is to be Kaveya the Emuna. If you're not Kaveya the Emuna, so you haven't been Yotze, you're Chiv. Agav, it's a good idea to say before the Haggadah that you want to be Mekayim. You're having in mind to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs, Kamoi Shetikinu Chazal, and the mitzvahs are Ayat, the mitzvahs are Rabbanah. I think that they say that there's 12 mitzvahs, Bavor Zeh. There's 12 mitzvahs, Arba Koyseis, and Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Matzah, Mor, Charesis, all the Kiddush is one of the Arba Koyseis. All these are the Kairich, are the mitzvahs that are of the night. Tremendous amount of mitzvahs. Tzion Sidayim, twice, Brichas Avodim, all the mitzvahs that you have of Leil HaSeder. Now, the very first aspect of being Mashmash Emunah is the Mabusha Yamtiv they bring down. He would sit down before he even start the Seder. He would say his Seder. He would say, listen here, I'm sitting down to start my Seder. And everybody else in Klal Yisrael also, wherever they are in the world, are also starting the Seder. Where did we see this from? Where did we get it from to make a Seder? The answer is that we saw it by our parents. And where did they see it from? They saw it by their parents. All the way till the Rishenim, till the Geonim, the Rabbanim Safaroi, the Amoraim, the Tanoim, the Nevi'im, the Zkenim, until the Doradei themselves, who saw the Nisim and Ifloim's Beinim, that was those were the first people that made Leila Seder. And we're just following in their footsteps. So the very fact that God's Klal Yisrael is doing this wherever they are, you don't have this really by anyone else. You don't have the Americans do things on their days, and the French, but you have an Ummah that is all together as one, is b'mekayim mitzvahs, as they saw their parents doing, and parents. And when did it start? When did that? Where was the first time that happened? The Dordea that saw it happening themselves. That's one of the biggest rayas te'emuno, is the very fact that Gan's Klal Yisrael is doing something that they saw their parents, and their parents and they saw their parents, all the way back to the millions of people who saw the Yetzias Mitzrayim themselves. That's the Hakdama to the Haggadah. I'll just go through some of the Iker Nekudas of the Haggadah. Much that can be expounded, much that can be said. Supposedly the Haggadah is the sefer that has the most Pirushim on it, the most was printed at the most different editions. There's a tremendous amount every year that comes out. New ones. Try to give some of the basic yisaydis. Just the build of the Haggadah. Holach manyo, the cholav ha'son of Arad Mitzrayim. So this is kol vichvini tavyecho, kodituchay tavyitzach, hashato ocho, shonobo. Ba'arad Yisrael, hashato avdi, shonobo b'nei churi. The question is, the Sivir says a bunch of questions, but the basic question is that L'chiro, first of all, why did we wait till now? Till after we're halfway through, we started ready Kiddush, and we're ready after Orchat, Karpat, Yachat. Now we're inviting the Aniyim. Why are we not inviting them out? Why don't we go outside and invite them? Bechlal, why dafka by Pesach do we invite Aniyim as the Nesivis and not any other time? So he says something interesting. He says, it's Madurik in the Rambam, that they only said Halach Ma'anyo after the Chorban Beit HaMikdash. At the Zman of the Beit HaMikdash, they wouldn't say Halach Ma'anyo. And the Memelo, they were misaking it, because the question begs to be asked, what did we gain by Yitzhak Mitzrayim? If at the end of the day, we're back in Golis, so then what did we gain by Yitzhak Mitzrayim? We're Avodim again, we're Meshubar again. And the answer is, he says that, why are we with Hamech? Why are we happy with Bechlam? And the answer is that Yitzhak Mitzrayim was the shirish for all the Yitzhak of Golis and Shibudim that we're ever going to have. Now, why is that? So he says, because that was the lead of Klal Yisrael. That was the time that we were forged into a nation and we became the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mela, once we're the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're the Banu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did whatever he could to make sure that there's no Chil Hashem through Klal Yisrael. And the Mela, Klal Yisrael is never going to be left in Golos to wither away. They're never going to die out, because that would be a tremendous Chil Hashem to Ribbono Shel Olam, that his nation is dying out. His nation is withering away. The Mela, through Yitzhak Mitzrayim, first of all, that's a tremendous Yisrael also, like we mentioned before. Yitzhak Mitzrayim is the Zman Leid of Klal Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael really became a nation. And that's what happens every single year on Leil HaSeder to a certain extent. Va'achshav karbonu ha'mokum la'vedasi. Achshav, above where we say that. Va'achshav means right now, this Laila, tonight. Like Torah Mechal says that every year we return back the Maimor on Leil HaSeder. He says that Be'etzim, every year there's a little bit more of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Every year there's a little more into the time. The Archaim HaKadosh is Medayakir, Kelem Moitziyam in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly taking us out of Mitzrayim. Every year we get a little more into the Mitzrayim. We're a little more turned into a nation of Klal Yisrael, a little more. We went out of the Shibur of Shaar Malchus, and we're Meshubadim to Ribbono Shel Olam. But since that was the Yisrael, that's when it became a nation, Memelo. That's the guarantee that we're going to get out of every other Shibur. Memelo, we're happy. B'meila, that's why we're Mitzamech. You're right, we're Mishibud. But if we're taken out of Mitzrayim, we became the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're going to get out of every Golus. And B'meila, we invite Aniyim to, when a person's happy, invites people, guests, he shares the Simcha with other people. B'meila, Dafkwe Pesach, when we turned into the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when we invite Aniyim. that's when we were being mitameach. Because we know that at the end of the day, even if right now we're in Galus, but Hashata Hocha, Hashata Avdi, Hashana Bab Mirichuri, the Hashata Hocha, Hashana Bab Ardi Yisrael, we know that we'll be out in no time. Whether or not it's now, it's later, but we know we're going to get out of it. And Mimela, we're Mesameach. Mimela, we're being makdim that even though we're in Galus, nevertheless, we're being Mesameach. And the fact that we know for sure we're going to get out of Galus because we got out of Mitzrayim. Could be that that's the reason why, Agav, that Dal Kresis also, Yerushalmi, I think, says that it's connected to Dal Machuyos, because the Yeshirish Liyatsi of the Dal Machuyos is also as Yitzis Mitzrayim. Then we ask Manashtana for questions, why is this not different? And the answer is, the first thing is to realize, how does that answer our question? We were Avadim Tapari, and it took us out. We had a terrible Shivud, and a wondrous, dazzling display of Nisan to take us out. And Bimela, that's why we do all the different things. Some of the things we do as the Zecher for the Golos, the Morer, we dip in salt water. And some things we do as the zecher for the gula, the very fact that we dip, these things that we do are for the gula. Mamela, that's the answer to our questions. Why is this not different? Because we're doing things maslo begnusu sayim meshvach, remembering the galus, remembering the shibur, and remembering the gula. And we're doing things as the zecher for both of them. Continues the Magin and says, "V'ilo lo yhoitzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu asav yisenu mimitzrayim, adayin anachnu baninu bnei baninu mishubadam yinu lepar b'mitzrayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu not take us out, we'd still be there. In other words, just to clarify, pshuta gemashmo imamish. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't want us to leave, then thousands of years later we would still be mitzrayim, because there's nothing. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want something to happen, it's not going to happen. That's the first he said. First he said is that without Hakadosh Baruch Hu's intervention, nothing is going to happen. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu that calls the shots. And if he wouldn't, maybe Paro would have let us out, maybe, who knows, maybe we would have run away, who knows what would have... No! If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to leave, then we would not leave. We would be there for thousands upon thousands of years. Now there's the Baal HaGadol says, who's chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's such an important aspect that the Ikar Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Rami Oved Avi. That's what the Rambam says. To be marvel and saper is the Rami Avir Avi. This is really Agdama. Who's chayv in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Afilu kulonu chacham, kulonu nevoinim, kulonu yudim asateru. Even if we're all chacham, nevoinim, and yudim, still mitzvahim and saper Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that? Chacham, nevoinim, and yudim asateru is all yidia in the seichel. But the purpose of the sipur is to get it into your heart. V'yadata yoyim v'shavoyta l'havecha. That's the purpose of the Sipur, to be misoperated, to get it, to inculcate it, to integrate it, to make it part of yourself. That's really the purpose. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Hover says, the mitzvah is l'saper l'tayr bo'ifin murgash u'muchashi Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not just to say it over, not just to live it, to relive it, to make it real. The more you could relive something, the more it's real. V'gadol b'incho is the targum is v'sichavi. You should show your son. Show it to him. Show him the matzah. Show him the mor. This is the bread. Now it's interesting that the same Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim they're masakin for Chacham Nevoinim and for 10-year-old, 5-year-old children. So Rav Dessler says something. He says, "V'dak yashoves ha'emuna el ha'leiv, dereshes oisa ha'loshen, wa'oisei ha'signan eitz la'chocham, ma'amash k'moy loshen ha'signan k'moy mazbirim le'yaled." To be able to be machin something into your leiv, you have to be mazbir in the simplest, straightforward, clear way that you would explain it to a child. You're explaining it to yourself so that you should be able to understand it, become part of you like you explained it to a child. The idea could be different, but the way that to be Meshav al Alev is the same way for a child and the same way for a Chacham. Chalamar b'nasafet is the time, he's Meshuvach. He himself, the Baal Moses says, he becomes Meshuvach. Hemanti ki adavra. The more a person speaks about something, the more it becomes part of him. That's really the meaning of the Moser B'Yispayas, to say something again and again and be machlis into yourself. To be machlis into yourself, to really make it part of yourself. And that's even if you know it, a person that has an ace that happened to him, so he doesn't tell he doesn't get tired of telling the story of an ace. I know we had a child, a neighbor's child that fell off of a porch 2.5 flights down and walked up without a scratch. Mom was 20 feet, I don't know. Yeah, he was 2 years old at the time. We told the story, I don't know how many times to people. You don't get tired of telling the story. It's such an amazing story. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a teva. You don't get tired of saying it. It shows the chavivas. Then we bring a ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar, Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, the Gedolim HaChacham, Mishim Nesu B'nei Brak. Why is it important that it's B'nei Brak? Even though it says the Chassam Sefer, that even though it was after the Churban, they weren't in Yerushalayim. It was after the Churban. It was after Beit Ar Bachlal that they thought that there was going to be a Mashiach. Nevertheless, they were sitting there in the Tarah Nevi Masaper, Yitzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't when they had the Geula. So it's even the biggest Chacham, even at a time that you're in Golus. And not only that, Amr Lezim and Azariah, Reini Kivin Shimon Shonu, Lez Chizi Shetom, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Lezim, Sacha Darshim and Zayla. Shem Alam Tizkir, Zayitim, Tzkar, Yitzayim, Kol Yimei Chayachol. Now this is really, doesn't have to do with Leila Seder Bechlal. This is Haskaris, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Kriya Shema, that's the entire year, which we know that there's a difference between Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Haskaris, Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Leila Seder, and the entire year, Kol Seder, Menei Peis Hashem. Nevertheless, the purpose is, Pindamani the Maharal says, to show how great the chiv of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is, that the entire year, every day of the year, in the morning and at night, you at least have to be masker Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's how important it is, the Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the basis for all of our Amunah, basis for the Yitzias of Amunah. And not only that, according to the Chacham, it's even the Moshe Mashiach. And it continues, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashanah Satellum Yisrael, Kinegar Abavanim Dibra Torah, that it's so important that this is one aspect that the Torah found imperative to tell us four different ways to give it over to four different types of children. So where do we find that? You should know that the Indian of whatever mitzvah it is, Pidyon Petach Hamor, it's also Zechat Yisrael Tzayim actually, whatever the mitzvah is, that taking an esrog, lulav of an esrog on sukkis, you should be masber in four different ways to your children. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be, in whatever level the child is on, wherever the child is holding, you have to have a way to be able to convey to him this important message of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's who's chayev. Even chachamim, even the Zman HaGolus, even every day of the year, and every child. They all have to. When does the chayev come from? Continues the mitchil yochol mirish chaydish. You might think that the chiv is ready for mirish chaydish. Tamalim reviyamu. Ima yamu yochol mibayyim. Tamalim mebavurzel. Mebavurzel lemaita b'shal shematzim or b'nochem lefanecho. The you might think that the chiv sipur. We know that it's the chiv to be masker every day. The chiv sipur, which Chaim says, first of all, it's the entire hishtalshlus in yonim. The entire sipur, not just haskar sipur mitzrayim. The entire story from beginning to end. And that it should be derech shalom etshuva, and to be maskir pesach matzomar. I would think that it was that what's already from Chedesh Nisan. No, Talmud Lema that it's only when you have the matzomar lachum lefanecha, which is like it says, that you'll be able to point to it. You can show them the matzah tomorrow. This is you make it real. That's when you have the chiyuv. Until when are you mechuyev to? That's the ma'aseh that we said that atshuvo tamidayim ramu. The chiv is the entire night. That night, the entire night. We pass in achatekhtaf en ashino until you fall asleep, until you're holding by. You actually have to fall asleep, or just you're so tired that you're ready to just crawl into bed and fall asleep. But generally, by that time, anyhow, after arba krisis and a long night, you're ready for bed. Achatekhtaf en ashino. What's the oifin of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? The oifin is, that's the next thing, Mitzchilah Yudhivay Dezara Aviseinu, that's Maschob Gnus and Masayim Mishvach. We start with the Gnus that we were Oivdei Avay Dezara, and then now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashram HaKavano Mokum Lava Deosai. That's the, why do we do that? What's the point of Maschob Gnus and Masayim Mishvach? The purpose is that you're able to see this, not this, you're able to see the contrast of what we had beforehand, what the matzah was beforehand. Maschob Gnus, first of all, Evdei Avodah Zarah. Second of all, we were Avodim in Paran. And the Masayim Mishvach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Achshav Kavanah Makom Lavad Asur, we're now Umav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all what it was, compared to what it was, what we have now. Not only that, it's also, I saw the Sefer, he says that also when you see the Maslam, you see the entire storyline from beginning to end, then you're able to appreciate really how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything was done, L'Tevascha. Which is the point that the Nesiva said is one of the biggest points. It's to show everything was done, L'Teva. How everything was, even the things that looked bad, L'Maisper L'Teva. I mentioned this before, that somebody told me that his Shver during Corona, he was quite sick, and what he was thinking about when he was laying there not doing too well was he was going through his life and thinking about all the things that looked like originally they looked like they were bad, looked like they were things that were not for his teva. He saw looking back how everything turned out the teva. Mamash, everything turns out the teva. It's tremendous to be able to see that. Sometimes it takes a week, sometimes it takes a year, sometimes it takes 20, 30, 40 years to be able, for a person to be able to see it. But you can really turn around and look back and see how everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'Teva. And that's certainly how it was by Mitzrayim. And the Baal HaGadol continues and he says, Ve'ekach Tavichem es Avram Eivar Anor Voyelich Estei B'chol Eretz Kanan. I took Avram Avinu, that even though it looked in the Torah that Terach took Avram Avinu and they left. However, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how it always is. It looks like it's a natural event, but it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's guiding everything. Ve'ekach Zavichem. What Me'evar Hanar? Dahainu, because he was Me'evar Hanar, because he was Evid, he was Avram Avri on the other side of the Nar. Everybody was on one side, he was on the other side. And Me'emel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boicher and Avram Avinu as the father of the Ummah Klaus, like the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, he says that after the Chet Adam Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for somebody to step up to the plate to rectify the world. Who's going to be the father of the Ummah to rectify the world? And he found in Avram Avinu. He found in Avram Avinu that person who's going to rectify. I took him. I gave him Yitzchok. The Reb Tzadok HaKohen, he says that Klal Yisrael, the reason why Klal Yisrael, Yitzchok Avinu was born after Avram Avinu was 100 and Sarah was 9 years old, was to show that by Klal Yisrael there's no Yish for Klal. There's no massive of Yish at all by Klal Yisrael. Even when it was a massive that Chadal Yis L'Sarah Erech Kanoshim and Avram Avinu was already 100 years old and it looked like there was no chance whatsoever to be Niskayim, a Klal Yisrael from Avram Avinu. That's the massive that Klal Yisrael was born. There is no Yish by Klal Yisrael. There's no Yish. He continues over there and he says that he fought against the four kings. He took Eliezer. Eliezer is Gematria Shloshmiyus Vishmanasri, because Yush is Gematria 317, and he took Eliezer, which is Elkei Aviv Ezri, because Hashem Baruch Hu helped him, and that's 318. He's able to overcome the Yush. There's no matter by Klal Yisrael. There's no matter of Yush. Ve'etan lo Yitzchok. I gave him Yitzchok, even though it looked like it was a matzav of total Yush. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael was born in a matzav of Yush. Through a matzav yish, continues the Baal HaGadol, and he says, "Baruch Shemer Avtechasi LiYisrael Baruch Hu." Shekodesh Baruch Hu Chishev Es Haketz. First of all, what does it mean, "Baruch Shemer Avtechasi LiYisrael Baruch Hu"? Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu that He took all Yisrael out of Gaos. You better be Shemer Avtechasi. Any regular person would be Shemer Avtechasi. The answer, so many different perushim. Baruch, maybe a pasuk of pshat is Baruch Shemer Avtechasi LiYisrael. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Shemer the Avtecha of the Zaracho, that I'm going to give Klal Yisrael, it's going to come out of your children, that it was through Yisrael. It wasn't through Yishmael, and it wasn't through Esav. It was Dafka, the Shemir, Zavtocho, to Klal Yisrael, as opposed to through any one of the children of Avram Avinu or of Yitzchak. Now, Bechlal, what's the great siglik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? He also put us in Mitzrayim. And so yeah, but when you understand that there was a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into the Korah Barzal, that we should be able to be forged into a nation, that we should understand what it means to be an Eved, to be able to be a Mashrish Emuna in a way that would not have been Shaykh, had we not been Avadim, would not seen the Nisim, Ukedema, to feel the total dependency on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that was all created through the Korah Barzal. That was all. And did that get out also? Korah Barzal got out, and Izuama of the Nochash got out the it was all the Tevis Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues the Baal HaGadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es Haketz, Lasas Moshe Amar LaAvraham Avinu Risa Risarim, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechashev the gates. Dainu, he was mechashben every chelik of the golos, the kushia golos, all went into the cheshbon. And whoever, every single person worked, that all played out the cheshbon of how many years are going to be taken off, and from when will the 400 years be able to be started? Is it going to be started from Leidas Yitzchak? Is it going to start from afterwards? Everything was mechushban according to Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mechashev everything, every single sevel, every single. There's nothing which goes unnoticed. There's nothing which goes unnoticed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach. He's mashgiach and tzchar v'oinish. Everything that happens, every single yisurim that a person gets, everything goes into account. Everything is taken into cheshbon. I saw something interesting. It says that that they were the mitzrim were Meshabat Klai Yisrael B'chaymer B'levenim B'chol Avodah B'sadeh B'chaymer, as the Zerah Kaddish says, the Kal B'chaymer B'levenim is also a Drosh HaSakro is it dashes the whole Pasuk for Drosh of the Torah Kaddish. What does it mean that the Mitzrim were Meshabat them like that? They were learning during the Shibut. So I saw from Avigdor Nevenzal, he says that from his father, Chazap, from behind Zev Finkel, Mashkiach HaNemir, that they could have been Mekayim the Sevel and the Shibud through Limud HaTorah. They could have been Mekayim through Limud HaTorah, but since they weren't Zeicha, so they had to be Mekayim through Shibud HaGuf. And Ravigdor Nevedal is Moisev, he says that Levi was Mekayim through Limud HaTorah. That the Shevet Levi Taka was Mekayim through Limud HaTorah. That means that there's a certain amount of Yisurin that every person has to have. And the Zohar Kodesh says that the Medrash says that a person that stays up learning at night, so that's Yisurim. A person that the baby's crying and he's up at night, that's also Yisurim. So a person can choose how he wants to get the Yisurim through Limud HaTorah or through something else. So Memela, every aspect of Yisurim is Gecheshment. We have the ability to choose what type of Yisurim we want. And that goes into Cheshment. There's nothing which goes unnoticed by the Rebbeinu Shalom. We bring a raya from Lava that it didn't look like. We didn't see that Lava wanted to get rid of Yaakov Avinu the same way that the Mitzrayim wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, no, Lavan wanted to do even worse than the Mitzrayim. But that's always in every door, even though it doesn't look like it possibly, but the Goyim are out there to get us. And that's for, there's a whole list of people from the time of Amalek, the time they left Mitzrayim, Amalek, Sichin, Oig, Malchi, Kenan, in the time of the Shaftim, Haman, Achashverosh, the Kayah says, the Kazan, the Parsim, the Yvonim, the Christians, the Germans, the Arabs, every generation. You think it's our generation also, we know that. That they want to get rid of us. They want to get rid of us. Kadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu miyadam. Kadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu miyadam. The Avu Drum says it's on purpose. The Avu Drum says it's to show the hashkacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu on Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us door after door after door. Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us. To show that Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. And not only that, the Yavid says, and I think maybe this is Pshat and Vehi Shamda Lavisein, where everybody asks, what's Vehi Shamda Lavisein? What's the Vehi? So the Yavid says that the Nes, Achi Gadol Mikol Nisim Mitzrayim, a Nes which is bigger than all Nisim Mitzrayim, is the fact that Klal Yisrael was able to remain as a nation, is able to survive through the generations. That's a Nes bigger than the Nisim Mitzrayim. Because we could say, no, if we would have seen the Nisim Mitzrayim, then we would be a different people. V'yisham Del Avisein Avalon, who says the Yavetz, according to the Yavetz, Pshat is that we have a Nes like the Nisim Mitzrayim, even bigger than Nisim Mitzrayim. That in every generation they want to get rid of us, and in every generation Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us. There's no other nation b'chlal in the world that anything comes close to that. That you're just constantly out to get them, and Kadosh Baruch Hu saves them. It's tremendous. While our brother continues, and he says, "Arami Yehud Aviv, you're in the time of Yer Gershom, v'misein ma'ot v'yisham le'vaygodom, otzim v'rov. V'yir mitzrayim ma'onos al pi adivu." He went down to Mitzrayim, it looked like it was the whole story with the brothers and how they sold Yosef and Machulu. Tells the Baal HaGadol says, "Onos al pi adivu." It was all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It always looks like it. It's people that do it, but Hulu, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrating what's going to happen. They didn't go down. They went to be Gerim just until they finished. Because there's no pasture for the sheep. As soon as there's going to be pasture, as soon as there's going to be the famine is going to be over, we're going to get out of here. They never went down, and nevertheless, because this Baruch Hu worked it out that they stayed there. They had one thing in mind, that was Bashovis. But this Baruch Hu had something else in mind. To think about how many people went down, the Sefer says, from the 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim, only 54 still had children after they went down. And in 210 years, they had millions, if not billions of people, if one out of every 500 left, or one out of every 50, millions and millions of people in it, there's no way to explain it, how it totally exploded. Even in Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael stood out. Klai Yisrael stood out for the way that they talked, the way that they walked, the way that they dressed. What are all these lashonis? Poru means that they didn't have any akaris. V'yishritzu, they were like shrotzim. They had six shish bakaris echad. V'yarbu, that the children didn't. Sometimes when you have so many children, they don't all make it. No, no one died when they were ketanim. V'yasmu, and they weren't weak. B'chalal, they had koyach. V'rov, Moshe Nehmer, v'rov v'ketem ha'chadim v'tatichom. V'tiv v'tikli v'tavoy v'yad yadoyim v'shadayach v'chinu v'sarach v'tzim v'chata merim v'yiriyom. The pasuk is explaining, you know, as a mashal, Klal Yisrael's matziv, that Rav said, I made you like the, as I multiplied you, caused you to multiply like the grass of the ground. You were tremendous. You were an entire ummah. Everything was in place for you to leave. Shadayim nachoinu. That means that the Shadayim were prepared. The Goyalim, Moshe and Aaron, who gave over to Klal Yisrael, like Shadayim give to a child. They were prepared. They were in place to for the Gula to happen. It means that the time was right. The time was right for the Gula, but you were missing mitzvahs. Everything could be in place. The Klal Yisrael is ready as a nation. The time is right. The Goyalim are there. But if you don't have mitzvahs to get you out, it's not going to help. And then I saw that you were making mitzvahs. Mr. Says bin Amoyach, the Zamila da Pesach. I said that, oh, through the mitzvahs you're going to be able to live. The two mitzvahs, Maral and Ramchal, say that it's Sur Merah v'Asei Toiv. The Sur Merah, the Milo, is the Sur Merah getting rid of the Orlo, and the Asei Toiv is the Asiyas HaPesach, which is really Zahiris and Zrizus. Zahiris is Sur Merah, Zrizus is Asei Toiv, which is the whole Inyan of Pesach, staying away from Chometz and making Matzah. And that's really all, the entire Torah is Asei and Leis Asei, is the Zahiris and the Zrizus. Once we were Mekayim the mitzvahs, then we were ready. Everything can be in place. A goyel can't do anything. You can have everything ready. The time is right. The goyel is there. You can't do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you're not Mekayim the mitzvahs, then there's nothing to talk about. We breathe forever. Once you're Mekayim the mitzvahs, then in Echonam we're out in a split second. What does it mean Vayirenu? So it says, Hovan Atzak Malay. Where do we see that they did bad to us? Vayirehu Asanu means that they were constantly thinking, what could they do bad to us? That's what all their thoughts were. Imagine you're living in a country that you know that the people in charge all day long are just thinking, what can we do bad for against these people? Vayanunu, they have inui. What's inui? Inui is stam to cause somebody suffering for no reason. As it says, even though sorry, avisim lo sorry avisim. They built peace in Ramses which would fall down. They built for no reason, just that they should work. For no reason, no. And they worse off, they don't have any satisfaction from what they built, because it crumbled after no time. So that was the inui that they were doing, just working for the sake of working. The Germans did that also for no purpose, just to work. Yeah, they should be busy. Then I saw something else from Victor Nevenzal. He said that the targum is shiltoinim mavishin. People that were lowly taskmasters. The person feels so much. It's a blow to his ego when the person that's ruling on top of him is a lowly person. So it's also was mashpul klal Yisrael. Vayitru aleinu avodah kasha, that they made them work nonstop. Avodah kasha baruch abegashem. They were shuvim baruch nisu abegashmiyus. Continues the vayitru aleinu avodah kasha. Vinitzach al Hashem lekiyav asenu vish mashem eskalenu v'yaretz aneinu v'samaleinu v'sachatzenu. We cry at the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu heard us. He saw it's onyenu v'samaleinu v'sachatzenu. What's the onyenu? Prishus derech eretz. Amaleinu elo avonim. Lachatzenu zatzchak. Zatzchak, some say that the Rishon say that means that they were in Goshen their entire lives. Goshen was a small place. It was enough for the 70 people that went down. But they had millions of people and still in the tiny little apartments. They had tremendous amount, tremendous families. 50 people, you could have one family. And they're living in a tiny, that, the chak. They were compressed into one tiny little apartment. So the Goyin says that this is really the three most essential aspects of a human being is his wife, his children, and his house. And the Mitzrayim took it away from them. Took away their wives, took away their children and threw them into the yam, and didn't allow them to live in normal habitat, in a normal house. The simple pshat of this lachatzeinu also is the constant work. Dchak, they no time to breathe. They no time, just the Germans also, no time to breathe, no time to think of, to do anything else, no time to learn, no time to do anything. Simply dchak, constant work. Vayitzienu Hashem mimitzrayim lo yadei malach, lo yadei sarach, lo yadei shliach, Kadosh Baruch Hu b'koydo ve'atzmai. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one that took us out. No one else. It looked like Moshe Rabbeinu by Makas Bukharis, who was inside the house. It was the Rebbeinu Shalom. To be makir, there was only the Rebbeinu Shalom. There was no one else that was taking us out of Mitzrayim. It should be clear. That's why this we daresh in Dafka Rami and Virovi. It's not Maskir Moshe Rabbeinu Bechlal. To be makir that it's the Rebbeinu Shalom and only the Rebbeinu Shalom who could take us out, who didn't take us out. And not only that, it says the Medrash that no malach was able to go Bechlal into Mitzrayim. The tumah was so great. That means even if the tumah is so, the yidin finds himself at a matzav where his tumah is so great that no one else can save him, no other human being can save him, and no other angel or malach can save him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can save him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can take him out from the darkest, most impure place that a person that yid is. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to take him out, and it's always Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's always Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzinu b'yad chazaku, Mizrayin etuyo, v'amoyra ba'itzus v'moysim." B'yad chazaku is the adever, Mizrayin etuyo is the acher, something makas b'cher is endeavor. L'cher, that's all included in the oitzus v'moysim. What are these things? Moyra gadol is the gulish chinam, moysim is the amata, moysim is the adam. That was also one of the teres and nisim. So I saw that they people are masver that it's not referring to any of the makas. Yad chazaku is the adever. The Medrash says, Medrash Shem Chatoiv Ayin Hey says. That along with all the makas, they also had wild animals. B'yad Chazak is referring to the wild animals that were addition to the Asara Makas. Mizrayin Atuya is the Acherev, that was the sword of the Bechuris. Bechuris heard that there was going to be Makas Bechuris. They started a civil war. The Makim Mitzrayim Vidukharim, the Bechuris fought against their parents. That was the Cherev. Zwa Cherev. Mar Gadol, the Gili Shechino. Gili Shechino. The Moira Gadol doesn't mean a big pachad, it means awesome. It means an awesome, the targum is chesvin ravervin, tremendous things that were lamayla m'derech ha-teva, which is gilu shechino, that means when a person sees an ace, that was a sar makris. When a person sees an ace, that's gilu shechino. Gilu shechino, ashras ha-shechino is when you're able to see the Ribbono Shel-Olam is here. When a person sees something which is lamayla m'derech ha-teva, he sees the Ribbono Shel-Olam. Uba'isa is the hamata, that was the mata that was nepach to'anochosh. B'moisim the Adam that Moshe Rabbeinu showed Klal Yisrael at the beginning, not the first of the ten makas, the first of the oisays that he gave, one of the oisays that he gave to the yidden before the makas started b'chol. These are all additionally to the all these things. Yad Chazaka Zorin Atuya oisays the Moisim. These are all in addition to that Sarah makas. The Davar Acher Yad Chazaka Shtayim Zorin Atuya Shtayim Moriv Gadol Shtayim. Ba'isim shtayim. That's the Eser Makas. When the second shot, it means Pashat the Eser Makas. Now, Dam Tvardei Kinim Orav Devar Shechin Bor Arba Choshech Makas Bechoyres, one of those Asar Makas, I think just a basic overview of the Makas. Dam showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shelet on the water. Tvardei showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shelet on all the creatures in the water. Kinim showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shelet on the ground and everything which came out, all animals and the creatures in the ground. Orav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelet on the Chayat Ha'aretz, on all the animals of the world. Dever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelet on the lives of the Chayas. Shechin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelet on the health of a human being. Baran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelet on whatever comes out of the heavens, even if it's a Titan disaster with the Baran. Arba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelet on everything which flies in the air. Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelet on the Ba'aretz, on the luminaries, on the sun and the moon. Makas Bechoyres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelet on human life as well. It shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total shlita on the Gan Tzibriya. That was the Asar Makas. Now everything was also Midah Keneged Midah, as Mefarshim HaMasber. But that's just what the shlita that it showed was complete shlita. Complete dominion was showed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues, Blessed River Nanj called Mako Maka was Arba Makois. Rikiva says every Mako was Chomish Makois. Alderach Mashal, when they switched the water into Dam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the water into Dam, so they also couldn't drink. And an additional Mako was that they couldn't wash themselves. An additional Mako was that it smelled. An additional Mako was that they'd spend money buying water from the Yidden. Every Mako was resulted in a bunch of different makas for them. Now, what's the purpose? It's to be derish every prat and prat. What we're trying to mask over here is to show how every prat of the makas was l'teva, like the Nesiva says. Ikrachiva sipra lidrish hakol pratu prat hichen eskavna kadosh baruch hu rachma v'chasadav b'chol pratu prat l'teva seinu adonam. To show everything, to show us all that they got mida k'negin mida. To show every there's so many pratim in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and it was all the teva seinu. And that's how we end off. Kama mai l'teva seinu, kama mai l'teva seinu, ilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'hoitzionu mitzrayim, osem b'mishpotim, osem b'lekeim, horu b'chareim, osem b'moinim, korlo nasa yom, mevirinu b'secho b'chora, v'shikyotzenu b'secho, sibikternu b'mid, v'arbo mishona, echmenu nasa mom, nasa nasa shabbos, gom lefnei asinai, nasa nasa tera, נשאנו את ישראל, בואו נלד את ספי צריכים, לחבר החבי נסיינים, כל הווי סיינו, ויש בזרחה, בקור הממש, אוי נשאנו סטל בעזר השם, to be אוי לת, אלה בעזר בחירו, הלכו מן הצבוחים, ונפסוחים, and ויש בזרחה, all together, to be here in Eretz Yisrael, ומשיח צבקנו, במהירו בימינו, אמן.